Today, answers matter more than ever before. That's why IBM is helping businesses manage customer questions with Watson Assistant. It's conversational AI designed to work for any industry. Let's put smart to work. Visit ibm.com/Watson Assistant.
This is an
ENN
special report. Now reporting.
Peter, you look very handsome.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
I want to go chase the squall.
Peter's nothing interesting to say.
This is Gil.
Now, from the ESPN New York news desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Welcome to ENN. We'll start off by saying good evening to Michael.
I don't want to poop on myself.
And then we'll say good evening to Don.
The Daily Don, you moron!
The Daily
what do you
Don.
Think it is?
Yep, you can vote. Daily Don, last one
still
standing.
Still a big lead. It's almost insurmountable, Peter.
Yeah, I know. He's blowing us out now. Or Michael's Tales from the Crib. You can go vote TMKS ESPN on Twitter. I'm disappointed, but it is what it is, you know? So the state of Arizona says that sports can resume on Saturday. Let's hear from Doug Ducey.
Arizona's Major League Sports. This includes Major League Baseball, the NBA, the NHL, the NFL, MLS, are all able to participate and play in the state of Arizona after May 15th. Of course, this would be with CDC guidelines and protecting public health. We have had discussions with leaders of some of these leagues, and they all know they are welcome to operate, play, and perform in the state of Arizona.
State of Arizona. Let's see how the state of Arizona is doing. 12,176 confirmed COVID-19 cases, 594 deaths in the state. So, it's not like it doesn't exist there, but this is the move they're making. They're ready for action.
But I guess those numbers are manageable for them, I guess.
So they believe.
But it's also a chance to, hey, maybe we'll be able to be part of whatever neutral sites they're going to do. I'm sure there's a financial windfall by being the first state to do this.
Well, Florida's right there. So
yeah, so and what has the rumors been about baseball playing in Florida and Arizona? Same thing with the NHL neutral sites, Western Conference in Arizona, Eastern Conference in Florida. So it's kind of, you know, they talk to the experts, they talk to the different governors, and that's probably those are the two states that may lead the way into us getting started.
Do you want to hear? I just found a list of cases by county in the country, the worst counties.
Sounds fun.
Number one, Queens.
Yeah.
Number two, Cook County, Chicago. Number three, Kings County, here. Number four, the Bronx, here. Number five, Nassau, here. Six, Suffolk. It's unreal. Seven's Los Angeles. Eight, Westchester. Nine, New York. And then
what's New York?
Manhattan.
Manhattan. Yeah, New York, New York.
Well, the Bronx is New York, New York, too.
Well, yes, but technically, that says the Bronx, New York, whereas my address is New York, New York.
I think Manhattan is New York County.
Correct. Kings County is Brooklyn, correct? And
yes.
Yeah, the Bronx is the Bronx. Anyways.
Heavily populated areas, right? I mean, that's what we're talking about. A lot of apartments, a lot of people.
We're going to find out it was just some, you know, it was some New Yorker's trip to Italy that set this whole thing off for the entire country.
Or Wuhan.
I mean, it's starting to feel like it's more Europe than Wuhan for here. But again, that'll take years.
Either one. We've got, you know, this is one of the major ports from around the world, right? So it makes sense, whether it's Japan, whether it's China or Europe, And I heard that too, Peter. Last I heard that it probably came from Europe more than China. But that's...
But it got to Europe from China.
Right. But either way, it got here because... Think of the amount of flights at the three airports. Or two internationally, right? Newark and JFK. Think of the amount of flights a day that come in from Europe.
Well, Arizona isn't the only forward-thinking and generally referred to as brilliant state moving forward with welcoming people there. Ron DeSantis, the Florida governor, said sports are also welcome there.
All these professional sports are going to be welcome in Florida. That may not be the case in every other state in this country, as we've seen. And so what I would tell commissioners of leagues is if you have a team in an area where they just won't let them operate, we'll find a place for you here in the state of Florida because we think it's important and we know that it can be done safely.
He then started eating his own shoe.
I don't like the tone, as if it's some sort of victory lap you're taking. Like, I'm such a good governor, I've got a state that you can come and play in because I didn't screw it up the way the others. Didn't there that tone of not so much, hey, we're fortunate, we haven't been hit as hard as some states.
We believe it's important.
By the grace of God that we've been able to put it in a manageable place and we think it's safe for you to come here. No, it's, come on. They're not going to allow you to play. Come play for us. No victory laps. No pounding the chest here. Come on.
Well, especially because if it doesn't work out.
We don't even know if it's going to work. But, Peter, is it because of something that he did that there's less people affected? Or is it just circumstance that he doesn't have as densely populated areas?
Because
New York shut down.
I would believe the latter. Anyways, we'll see what actually happens if any of these teams start going to these places to play sports. Obviously, Arizona and Florida, hotbeds for Major League Baseball when it comes to spring training. All right, moving right along. Want to hear from our very own Adrian Wojnarowski?
Sure.
Yeah.
He has renewed confidence in an NBA return.
I think there's confidence among the owners, the commissioner, and many in the Players Association that in an isolated environment that the league can minimize risk for players and for their staff who'd be a part of it. There's going to be risk whether they start in the next month or whether the season were to start up again in December. And I think that they've all come to that realization and are starting now to move toward a return to play this season.
There was a virtual meeting. We talked about it with a lot of big-time players, including LeBron James, Russell Westbrook, Chris Paul, many more. And supposedly now there is a renewed sense of confidence that the NBA could finish.
That's good to have some confidence, but...
I like the thing that they're proposing, though, for the teams that are out of it. So there would be a single elimination tournament for teams 9 through 13 in each conference. Obviously, the 13 team would have to win more games, and then that team that wins that single elimination between the four teams would play the eighth team to see who gets that last spot.
Got to tell you,
that keeps those teams engaged.
That would be pretty fun, right?
Yeah.
Let's keep it NBA for a second. ESPN has put out their top 74 players of all time for this 74th season of the NBA. Number 10, the Diesel, a.k.a. Shaq Fu, a.k.a. Superman, Shaquille O'Neal. Number 9, the Black Mamba, Kobe Bryant. Number 8, Big Fundamentals, a.k.a. Big Fundy, Tim Duncan. Number 7, the legend, Larry Legend, Larry Joe Bird. Number 6, a man that Michael just refers to as Sex, Wilt the Stilt Chamberlain. Number 5, you call him Irvin, you call him Magic, you can call him Cookie's husband, Magic Johnson. They still married, by the way?
Oh, yeah.
Good.
Stop it.
Number 4, man, just absolute GOAT status. Hero on the court and off the court. player slash coach, winning championships as both simultaneously, Bill Russell. Number three, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. You could call him Lew Alcindor, but that's not his name anymore.
Say that again?
You could call him Lew Alcindor, but it's not his name anymore.
Mm-hmm. I think it's Lew Alcindor.
Wow.
You know what?
Wow.
Number two, a man who only Michael Kay refers to as the Condor. The nickname is not stuck beyond that. LeBron James, and then at number one, his heiress, Michael Jeffrey Jordan. Now, we all feel pretty good about that list, right? I mean, the people who ended up just on the outside looking in, who we could debate getting in there. 11, the big O, Oscar Robertson.
I would have him over Shaq.
Right? I think I would too. Didn't he average 30 assists for a season?
He was amazing. Now, he didn't play on, like, big-time teams. I think he only won one championship. He was drafted by the Cincinnati Royals.
Just made up that 30 assists for a season. But he definitely had 30.
No, he was...
some obscene assist per season, per game one season.
Maybe I'll do that tonight. It won't be a part of a list. But I bet you if you came up with the top 30 in every sport, that the NBA would have more modern athletes in it than the other sports would. Just my feeling.
The NBA is really interesting in that regard. So, by the way, he never even had a season close to the made-up number I just had. However, he led the league in assists 7 different times. But the part that you forget about that is he did it also while averaging 30 points a game. So his rookie year, 30 and 10, 30 and 11, 28 and 9, 31 and 11, 30 and 11. I mean, 31 and 11, 30 and 10, 29 and 9. I mean, it's unbelievable.
That was the one that bothered me because Russell just won way too many championships and Chamberlain just broke way too many records to be ignored by any generation.
And of course,
but I do think a lot of players slip through the cracks because you look back at the numbers and they're not going to be equivalent to what's happening today. But just my guess, Michael, don't you think if you came up with a top list of baseball players, you would see a lot more older players in?
I think there seems to be more respect for the older players in baseball than in other sports. And I joke about this with Don's, the Daily Don. Lists are just, it's cheap propaganda to start like debates. I mean, who are the people that voted on this? Why are they right? Do you have a representation of? I mean, do you have a guy like Peter Vesey who has seen it all? Do you have Bob Ryan who's seen it all? Are they voting in something like this?
Or is we talked about this. People? Well, the crazed stat I was thinking about was, of course, last year Russell Westbrook, or was it 2 years ago or last year, that Westbrook became the first player since Oscar to average a triple double. Robertson in 61-62 averaged 30, 11, and 12. And then, keep in mind, it's so funny, the next year, because you only hear about that one time, but the next year, 28, 9.5, 10, 31, 11, 9.9, 30, 11.5, 9.0. He was basically just like a triple-double constantly.
I mean, if you asked, we had Walt Frazier on last week, I mean, that was what everybody was aiming for, is to be Oscar Robertson. That's who Jerry West was aiming to be. I mean, and Oscar was battling West for, who was the best, and Walt wanted to join that conversation. I mean, to just dismiss Oscar Robertson like that, it's amazing to me.
You want to know where I hear the real recency bias in this list? I'm sorry. He's amazing, and I think he's changed the game. Is Steph the 13th best player of all time?
No, it's a joke.
And by the way, is Steph one notch ahead of Kevin Durant? I don't think so either. Sorry.
I don't think Kevin Durant should be that high.
I don't know. KD is such a different kind of animal.
But so is Curry.
Makes you wonder, because I guess next year, or whenever they'll have the 75th anniversary, right? And they'll do the top 75 players like they did the top 50 for the 50th anniversary. If you did it in the 75th anniversary but limited it to 50, I bet you more than half of the 50 would be modern NBA players. More than half. You'd see a lot of that, the guys in the top 50 get knocked out by players today.
I mean, on that list, I think he's in the 20s, Peter. It's George Mikan. Can we really tell where George Mikan should stand? I mean, are there enough people that are voting on this other than looking at numbers?
Mikan's 34.
Yeah, I mean, okay, Mikan might have changed the game. So, I mean, do we really know enough about Mikan to say that's where he belongs? It's so arbitrary nonsense, like Don's Super Bowl announcer list.
Well, I don't know why I take a shot at you, though.
I don't know. I didn't do a Super Bowl announcer list. I did best NFL booths.
Jerry West is 16 behind Steph Curry, behind KD.
Jerry West is the logo. The logo.
Elgin Baylor's 22. Barkley behind Pippen makes me puke. Come on, dude. I'm sorry. Pippen's a great player. 16, 6, and 5. Two steals for his career. Chuckster, 22, 11.7, four assists, and 1.5 steals, and took a team to the championship. They might have lost to the Bulls, but took a team to the championship.
Right.
Pippen on his own had moments. He was not that.
And if Barkley was a Bull, a Piston, a Celtic, he'd have a bunch of championships too. He just ended up, he was a Sixer and a Sun.
Yep.
Like you said, that what he did with the Suns in 93 is championship adjacent, right?
I know.
I mean, come on. You know, and listen, Pippen's great. He's in the top 50 for the 50th anniversary, but you know,
if he was a
Sonic his whole life, would he have won 6 championships?
I don't see Kevin Johnson or Dan Majerle on this top 74 playing alongside Chuck. Just my thoughts, people.
Or Hornacek or any of the guys from the Sixers either.
Now, Woj just tweeted out 3 minutes ago, the NBA is hopeful that 22 of the 30 franchises will have facilities open for voluntary workouts by Monday. And the Miami Heat, according to Ramona Shelburne 8 minutes ago, were able to open their practice facility today. 12 players went in for voluntary socially distanced workouts. The way the NBA, a lot of the NBA players play defense, you can actually get away with socially distanced games.
Yeah.
Also, the quote from Gary Bettman, because you were asking about like hockey, his quote was about not handing out a Stanley Cup. He says, "Not something we're even contemplating." So they are going to have a season. Just a matter of when.
You guys want to hear Trevor Bauer?
I don't never heard of that.
Well, you get my accent.
Bauer.
Trevor Bauer.
You had Alcindor before?
No, I said Lou Alcindor. You said Alcindor.
Yeah.
I was trying to accentuate that you got it wrong.
I did.
I
said Lou Alcindor
is acceptable.
That's what I say. You say Lou Alcindor?
First of all, his name is Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Well, that's all I really say.
And
so,
he's been Kareem much longer than he was any other name.
So Rachel Luba, which is why I said Bawa, Rachel Luba, who's an MLB agent, talked with Trevor Bauer. Let's listen to their conversation about what exactly is going on in the disagreement between Major League Baseball and the players.
Society, whatever, has put us in this position. This is how much you're making. The billionaires are making what they're making. The nurses and the teachers are making what they're making. It says nothing about the value of their job. Like,
we can have a moral discussion about whether it should be that way or not, but it is that way.
But it is this way, and what this discussion is about, and I hope like this is clear, is that the issue of we had lawyers on both sides agree, negotiate in good faith, and agree to terms. And now, one side is basically asking for the other side to go back on the agreement and give a little bit more. The side also that has way more money.
Yeah.
So that's what this is about.
First of all, comparing it to first responders, they don't perform in front of crowds. So anybody that's working that doesn't perform in front of crowds, obviously, they should probably be making more than they make because of the risk they're taking. And that's what the players would argue as well. The whole crux of the financial matter is going to come down to how that paper is interpreted that was signed previously. The owners believe that there are two sentences in there that would allow them to renegotiate if the games are played without fans. The players believe that that was their concession to give up the money, to give the prorated salary. If they played 81 games, they'd get half the salary. That's the crux of the negotiation. They'll find a middle ground, I believe. They can't be that dumb. They can't. I can't abide by that, that they would be that dumb to cripple the sport by saying, you know what, no. Oh, over these couple of million dollars, we're not going to do this. I'm not saying one side's right, one side's wrong. I'm saying that they're both smart enough to know they have to come to some kind of compromise.
Think of it this way. They end up having to cancel the season because they can't come to an agreement, right? And we're doing the Michael Kay Show that day. Can you imagine an owner or a player coming on to defend their side, logically, if they have to cancel a season, not because of the virus, because of the of health reasons or safety, but because of money, when every other sport looks like they're going to be able to come back, complete their season, start their season, how can any owner or player win over public opinion by coming on the show and defending their spot? Can't be done. Even if they think in their own mind they're right, how can they tell the public, sorry, we're not going to play your favorite sport because we couldn't come to terms with money? Who? Hal Steinbrenner can defend himself?
Well,
can Mike Trout come on and defend himself?
Well, somebody's going to have to give the side of the story, that's for sure.
But whatever
can't
the
just
side
say,
of the
you
story-
know what? The only way they could get out, if it comes down to money, the only way they could get out of it is say, you know what, we didn't think that health-wise it could be done.
But other sports do it.
Right.
I mean, how is that going to fly?
Fewer people, isolation. Baseball doesn't want to isolate. I mean, the NBA playoffs are going to be either in Vegas and or Florida, Orlando. So you can actually quarantine them for 2 months and it's safer.
Mm.
If you're going to be playing in your home ballparks, you're going to go home.
Well, the only way they can't do that is if we're sitting here in late July, early August, the Major League Baseball announces they've canceled the season, and on the same day, training camps in the NFL are open. And literally 100 players are running around on the same field banging into each other. That will not fly, that they could say, well, because we don't think it's safe, and the NFL players are going out there and tackling each other in training camp. You're right about the NBA and the NHL. Hey, I don't want to be in isolation. I don't want to be stuck in, you know, a hotel for 2 months. But around that time, you know, camps may open in the NFL.
So we've been getting a lot of joy out of The Last Dance. So you didn't think ESPN was done with 30 for 30s, did you?
No.
Oh, why would they?
Oh, no, they're not. In the next few weeks, we're in for more 30 for 30s, and the first trailer has been released. Let's take a listen.
What is the worst thing that you did?
What is the worst thing? Everybody in the world needs to get this question. What is the worst thing you've ever done?
If you believe in miracles, you believe in fairy tales, then you believe in Lance Armstrong.
The talk is that this is Lance Armstrong's effort to resurrect his reputation.
He's very good at making sure he's one step removed from true responsibility of his actions.
I'm going to be naturally skeptical of whatever Lance does or says.
I needed a nuclear meltdown, and I got it.
I'm not going to lie to you, Marina. I'm going to tell you my truth.
There you have it. Lance.
Yes, on that.
You know what? I got to tell you something, and this is not going to be a popular opinion.
Oh, no.
I'm so done with that story. He cheated.
Thank you.
He cheated and lied about it for a long, long time.
Thank
you. I mean,
you.
Is that really interesting?
Well, we don't know what the story is yet that they're going to tell.
Well, we know that he lied for, he threw people under the bus.
Well,
he's not like an endearing character.
Just by that trailer, I don't think we'll ever be accusing Lance Armstrong of being executive producer of this.
Right? That's what I'm saying.
Sounds like it's, but I'm kind of with Michael, though. To me, Lance, and this is wrong. It's not that I disrespect the sport that he plays, but I don't care about bicycling. I don't care about the Tour de France. to me, Lance Armstrong is a guy that lied and cheated. Like, so any like with the Michael Jordan stuff, even if you hate Michael Jordan, you can have fun going back to the old highlights and what were you doing when that would happen and this happened. Like, that's the story. That's who he is to me. More so than an athlete and the Tour de France champion and one of the great bike riders of all time.
I think cyclist is generally the...
Cyclist. I think of him the way Michael just thinks of him. He's a guy that took PEDs and lied about it.
And to me, his entire legacy is built on a bedrock of lies.
But that doesn't... I don't disagree.
I mean, the interesting part is that, you know, he came back from, you know, a cancer that looked like it was going to end his life. That's interesting how he did
that. The whole up and down to go from being this hero, the Livestrong bands, all this stuff. It would be one thing if he'd just been a regular athlete, but to be considered the hero that he was is to me what makes it inherently interesting. Either way, you can make the call. It debuts part one, March 24th, part two, March 31st.
Not March 24th, is it? Or May?
No, it'll be May.
Right. So and I shouldn't wait till March.
Happy Valentine's Day, everyone. May 24th and May 31st. So, that'll do it for ENN.
All three of us this week messed up the dates.
Oh, well, March and May, it sounds the same, you know?
So that's my list today on Cinco de Mayo, the 5th of February. I was going out and getting the mail, minding my own business, and my neighbor is also getting the mail.
You didn't talk to him.
And he hasn't been in his car because he's in quarantine like all of us, and he's like, I haven't appreciated your show. The only segment I've heard in the last 2 months was the one where I screwed up the date.
You know the date. It is March 8th. No, it's not. It's May 8th. I actually got freaked out yesterday. I was like pushing the kids on the swing. My neighbor came out from behind a bush, and he was 20 feet away, and I still felt like kind of queasy. Oh my. And he was asking me a question about like cable television or something. I don't have great hearing, so it was hard for me to hear him like talking from 20 feet away.
I can't hear your suburban problems. I have to walk past people in my lobby every day at 3 feet away from me.
Yeah, have a heart, Michael.
I'm just saying I felt weird. I'm not saying that I don't have a cross to bear that's worse than you, Peter. It's not a competition, okay? You like Cali. Everything's a competition.
Then Peter won't like this one because I live on a cul-de-sac. There are people, like, as they're walking, will just, to get off the busy road, will come down my street. And there was a guy, looked like he was in his early 20s, and a gorgeous husky dog that he's walking.
Mm-hmm.
And the kids are out front. And he comes up to the yard, and he says to me, and the kids are going, puppy, puppy. And he says, you want to pet the dog? You want the kids to pet the dog? I'm like, dude, what are you thinking? Like, wow. You don't have a mask on because I'm outside. I don't have a mask on.
Did the dog have a mask on?
But am I going to have kids going, no offense to him, but yeah, normal circumstances, they'd love to pet the dog. But am I going to have my 2-year-olds pet a stranger's dog during a pandemic?
Oh, people.
Hello? Right.
McFly.
But they're open for business in Florida and in Arizona.
Right. Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
That's right, man.
Don't miss Michael, Don, and Peter weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York. Or look for us under Listen on the ESPN app.